Now, you may remember before Christmas, we spoke to the Kent man who was attempting to row the Atlantic alongside a friend. Well, after 51 days of rowing over 3,000 miles, 44-year-old Chris Andrews of Tunbridge Wells is back. And he joins me in the studio now. I've got to say, Chris, you look really fit.
Thanks, John. I lost a bit of weight during the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. See, he hasn't caught the virus yet, the overweight virus, because he's been doing lots of rowing. Of course, it's got quite a lot of publicity, this row, because of, you know, Ben Fogle did it, didn't he? And then somebody went missing. Fortunately, I think they found everybody now, haven't they?
As far as I'm aware, everybody is safe and sound. A lot of boats have been lost this year, which is unprecedented in the history of the race. But yeah, everybody is safe and sound, I think.
Just tell us why you were doing it. Was it for charity and things?
Yes, I was raising funds for the Parkinson's Disease Society. So that was the financial reason for doing it. But there was also the sort of self-discovery bit.
What did you discover about yourself then, Chris?
That I'm not quite as strong as I thought I was.
So how was it? I mean, you went from the Canaries, didn't you, across to Antigua or someone?
Yeah.
So I suppose it starts off quite nice. It's a bit like sort of rowing out from the beach. You probably think this is quite nice. It's probably a bit of a mill pond, is it?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't too bad initially. It started getting tough once we lost sight of land, which was after the second day. And then when you look around you and all you see is sea and sky, then the sort of enormity sets in, and then the waves started getting bigger and the winds started coming in the wrong direction and we started going nowhere day after day. That then became quite sort of tough mentally, I guess.
Were you any idea how many sort of miles you were doing a day?
Yeah, we had a GPS, which is a global positioning system, on the boat, which told us how far we'd gone, how fast we were going.
What sort of miles were you doing on a daily basis?
The best day we got about 120 miles. That was when we had some...
You rode 120 miles in a day?
We rode with considerable assistance from some very strong winds at that time.
Right, okay.
But on the worst day, we got blown back 6 miles.
Really?
So to slog away for 12 hours on the oars and then to find that you'd gone backwards...
You're better off just putting the anchor down and staying where you were, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we did that for 3 or 4 days.
When the weather was really bad.
Yeah, when the wind was just...
Was it actually a race or just an endurance thing to see if you could get across?
It is a race. Some people enter it to race it. Other people enter it for the experience of getting across. We thought we'd see how we did. And after 4 or 5 days, we were at the front of the pack or near the front of the pack. So we thought, oh, OK, well, we're faster than we thought we might be. So we'll race it. And so we ended up being the second pair.
Yeah, after Ben Fogle and James Cracknell. So, I mean, there's been a controversy, wasn't there, the fact that maybe professionals, I mean, a bit of professionalism creeping in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the controversy is more around, and it's still ongoing, is around the fact that arguably they've broken one of the race rules by using their water. There's a rule that said you shouldn't use your ballast water, and they did for good reasons. They were short of drinking water. But so there's a bit of a debate about the application of the rules, which is sort of taking the edge off.
So you could have been first. You could be first, yeah.
We are waiting to find out. That's true. We could be.